Gil Johnson, honored by California Department of Rehabilitation. Gil Johnson and Stuart Wittenstein. Editor's note. A number of you have let me know how much you enjoyed the Spring BC interview with Gil Johnson, counselor and supervisor for many years with the California Department of Rehabilitation, literally hours after the BC went off to its various formatters. I received the good news you'll find below. Congratulations, Gil. Well deserved. I am pleased to let friends and colleagues know that I have been chosen as one of the Department of Rehabilitation's 50 notable people in the celebration of their 50th anniversary. From the department's website, 50 Notable People. Page 30. In celebration of the Department of Rehabilitation's 50th anniversary, the DOR solicited nominations for individuals who inspire others by their advocacy, leadership, accomplishments, achievements, and/or dedication to the disability movement and to employment, independence, and equality of Californians with disabilities. 50 individuals will be highlighted as a part of the 50 notable people in the disability community. I was honored to have been nominated by Stuart Wittenstein, superintendent of the California School for the Blind. I have attached his thoughtful nomination letter. I don't know exactly when my bio and links to other information about me will be posted, but if anyone wants to check, the link is www.dor.ca.gov/caps-dash-50-cap-y-e-a-r-s/50-cap-n-on-notable-dash-people-with-a-cap-p.html. In bracket, and here is Stuart's letter of nomination. Nomination of Gil Johnson as one of the 50 most notable people in the disability community, nominated by Stuart Wittenstein, Doctor of Education, Superintendent, California School for the Blind. I personally want to nominate Gil Johnson because in addition to the professional achievements and activities described below, and limited space prevents me from listing even more of Gil's exemplary accomplishments. Page 31. Gil provides an excellent role model to blind students such as the ones at my school, the California School for the Blind. Gil is a husband, parent, grandparent, homeowner, taxpayer, and citizen, in addition to his professional achievements, and as such demonstrates to our students that their disabilities need not keep them from achieving their own American dream. Gil was born in rural Colorado with congenital glaucoma. His eighth-grade educated parents moved to Minnesota during World War II, enabling Gil to attend the Minnesota School for the Blind. At age 14, he lost his remaining vision and quickly learned the adaptive skills necessary to live a full personal and professional life. Gil Johnson has been an innovator and leader in employment and rehabilitation of blind persons for 44 years. He has worked as a vocational rehabilitation counselor, supervisor, director of programs for the Lighthouse for the Blind, director of a state rehabilitation agency, director of the National Employment Center of the American Foundation for the Blind, and senior advisor on critical issues. He has received several awards and certificates of appreciation during his career, including the John H. McCauley Award from the Association of Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired, and an award from the California Council of the Blind for articles published in the Blind Californian. Page 32. Although he has been retired for more than 4 years, he is still recognized by many for his knowledge and expertise on employment issues. He has always believed that rehabilitation professionals who honor and respect the interests and strengths of blind job seekers, respecting employers as equal partners in the rehabilitation process and with appropriate training, is what is needed to facilitate successful competitive employment outcomes. Among Gill's outstanding accomplishments are: developed transition program for students nearing completion of their education. Gill was DOR liaison to the California School for the Blind. Served on DOR's Blind Advisory Committee, the State Rehabilitation Council, and the Institute on Rehabilitation Issues, seeking ways for local and national business partnerships to improve the competitive employment outcomes for clients of state rehabilitation agencies. Develop statewide recruitment program in collaboration with the Social Security Administration in California to train and employ visually impaired persons as service representatives and claims representatives. Page 33. Program served as model for the program that Lions World Services in Little Rock placed approximately 20 blind and visually impaired persons in employment each year during the 7 years he worked as a rehabilitation counselor, was one of the first blind persons appointed as a supervisor by California DOR, developed and managed National Employment Summit with 25 participants from the private sector, education, rehabilitation, federal government, and consumers, assisted in guiding the consumer organizations and representatives of private rehabilitation agencies serving blind persons in California to develop and pass legislation, SB 105, which established a division within the CADOR to administer rehabilitation programs for blind and visually impaired persons, resulting in some improvement in the number of persons competitively employed and with consumers having much more influence over policies of the division. Thanks for the opportunity to describe this great Californian, whom I believe to be worthy of recognition.